Ramadan Reflections, Day 22, The Mother and Sister of Prophet Musa, Guided by Allah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2023, today being the 22nd day of the blessed month of Ramadan. We continue today from where we left off before our break, where we reviewed the martyrdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, as well as his unique love and relationship and bond with his beloved wife, Fatima al-Zahra. May God's peace and blessings be upon both of them for eternity. Today we continue, and from today on till the end of the month of Ramadan, we continue and we return our review of practical role models of women, which Allah mentions in the Noble Quran as being exemplary individuals for us to emulate and to take lessons from. Although they're not mentioned by name, the goal is to understand why they were so chosen by Allah and to try and imbibe some of their qualities and characteristics. And actually, just as a side note, as we move on, you know, people ask why are names not mentioned frequently in the Quran. We only have about 25 prophets mentioned by name in the Quran. Other prophets are there, but they're just spoken about with a pronoun. They're not mentioned by name. The only other few other individuals are people like Abu Lahab, who's mentioned. We also have the son, the adopted son, we could say, or the young man that the Prophet took care of, Zayd, who's mentioned by name in the Quran. And other than these people, and obviously Maryam bint Imran, peace be upon both of them, we don't see names of other personalities, whether it's the 12 Imams, whether it's Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon them all. Allah wants us, and Allah knows why He does not mention these names, but ultimately we're trying to learn lessons from the lives of these individuals. So really, not that names don't matter, but here we're looking at qualities. And today we look at two unique women, actually. A mother-daughter combination that Allah mentions in one verse, or multiple times actually, but in the one verse that we want to look at today. And we're looking at the mother and the sister of Prophet Musa, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. Now, this passage for today is coming to us from Surah Taha, chapter 20, actually verses 38, 39, and 40. In which Allah is speaking to Musa, but He's asking Musa to remember the earlier days when he was a baby. And obviously he's not going to perhaps remember his days as an infant. And so in this passage of verses, Allah addresses Prophet Musa, peace be upon him, and gives him some reminders or recollection of what happened when he was an infant of only a few days or weeks old. What does this passage say? Well, Allah says the following in the Quran. And assuredly, we did bestow our favor upon you at another time before. We inspired in your mother that which she was to be inspired with, saying, place the child in a wooden chest and cast it into the river. Then the river will throw it up on the bank. One who is both my enemy and his enemy, meaning the Pharaoh, will take him up. I cast over you, Musa, love for me, protecting you, so love for you was aroused in the hearts of people who saw you. And so that you were brought up under my eyes. When your sister, on your mother's instructions, knowing the Pharaoh's household had taken you in, went to them and said, shall I guide you to one who will nurse him? Thus, and it is we who made none other capable of nursing you, we returned you to your mother so that she might rejoice and forget her grief. Now, brothers and sisters, this is a very unique passage, and they're very interesting and thought-provoking points that God mentions in these three verses that we really need to reflect upon as they relate to both the mother and sister of Prophet Musa, peace be upon all of them, and why Allah would phrase this passage in this way. Again, showing us the status of women in Islam. Now, the first point I want to mention is that everything which happened to Prophet Musa, which resulted in him being saved from an imminent death, was through the power of Allah. However, as you saw in these verses, it was through revelation, inspiration he gave to the mother of Musa. She's not a prophet, she's not an imam, but she received revelation, guidance from Allah, how to save her son, who would become a revolutionary figure to destroy the Pharaoh and save the children of Israel. Now we have to remember though that, you know, the plan of the Pharaoh was to kill all male children, as he feared, from what his fortune tellers were telling him, that a boy would be born to the children of Israel that would do away with the Pharaoh and his entire pharaonic system. And so as historians tell us that for this reason, all male children were being killed in their infancy. Well, not really all male children, because that would render population, you know, completely useless. But every other year, they would kill the children. And then the next year, those children that would grow would work as slaves. And obviously, they would grow and mature and have children. And that would continue. So that was the plan of the Pharaoh. Kill all the children, all the male children one year. And then the next year, allow the male children to be spared a killing. But obviously, still keep tabs on them. Now, we're told that Musa, peace be upon him, was born in the year of when the children were to be killed. And so therefore, revelation which Allah sent to the mother of Musa was instrumental in her being able to plan how to save her son. Because this son would not be an ordinary child. He would later on become the one to deliver, as I said, the children of Israel out of slavery and bondage from Egypt to go to what is today occupied Palestine to kill the Pharaoh and to establish himself and his community and the teachings of God. Point number two is that she was told to place him in a wooden box, in a basket, and put that down the river. Again, inspiration from God to the mother of Musa. Number three, she was then given the news by Allah that her son, after being put in the box and sent down the river, would not result, he would not die, he would actually be saved. And the enemy of Allah and the enemy of his enemy, meaning the Pharaoh, would finally find him and take him in and take care of him. Allah is telling all of this to the mother of Musa as revelation, as inspiration. The next point we see is that with complete trust and conviction in Allah, she puts him in a box, she puts the child in the box and puts him down the river. And, you know, eventually he makes his way back home through the help of his sister, as Allah noted in the verse, that when his sister ended up at the gates of the palace of the Pharaoh, she told him that she knew a woman that could nurse the child. And that was the mother of Prophet Musa, peace be upon him. Now, what a remarkable turnaround in that Musa ends up coming back to his mother for his nursing for that time period, but going into the house of the despot of the time. And then as Allah tells Musa, when he asks him to remember all of this, he tells Musa that, that we returned you back to your mother so that she may rejoice and forget her grief at losing her son in this way, because it's never easy to lose a child. She had to literally put him in the river and hope for the best. But Allah gave her that consolation that don't worry, we'll bring him back to you. You'll have him for a period of time. And then he would have to go away and be brought up in the house of the Pharaoh and to, strengthen himself and build himself up to be able to be the one who launches a global revolution against the Pharaoh of his time and to set the wheels in motion for future revolutions and movements, learning from the ways of Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. So the outcome, brothers and sisters, of our theme for today in this day of Ramadan is that once again we see how Allah is again speaking about women in the Quran and providing his hidden hand of assistance at the most difficult of times. Just as Allah saved Hajar, peace be upon her, and Ismail, as we mentioned a few days ago, he allowed Hajar, peace be upon her, to discover the well of Zamzam. Her act of the running between the hills of Safa and Marwa become a part of the Hajj. She's buried in the most sacred of places and right near the Kaaba. She has the trust and reliance in Allah. Again, we see here that Allah is showing us another woman in the Quran who has trust and reliance in God. And the Quran again has stressed time upon time, including here, that those who struggle and strive in His way, that He will guide them. Female or male, woman or man, it makes no difference. Now, this was the case with the mother of Prophet Musa, peace be upon him. She was given revelation, inspiration, and his sister also had a direct role in his safety and preservation. Again, neither are prophets, but they've been given guidance by Allah. Let that sink in for a while. We're going to continue our discussion tomorrow as we look at another verse of the Quran, which speaks about two more women. They lived on different sides of the same river. We're talking about the mother of Prophet Musa and the wife of the Pharaoh, Asiya bint Muzahim, and their trust in Allah. Until tomorrow, brothers and sisters, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.